Mr. Roger Griffith, the subject of this interview is life in rural Alabama shortly before, during, and after the Great Depression. This is an oral history interview with Mrs. Grace Kemp conducted by Roger Griffith on March 12th at the home of Mr. Roger Griffith. The subject of this interview is life in rural Alabama shortly before, during, and after the Great Depression. Mrs. Kemp, as you were in high school, the nation underwent a great test of intestinal fortitude, better known as the Great Depression. In what ways did this Great Depression affect your life?
Well, we didn't have things like we do today. We had to grow our own food, and we had our own meats at home, had hogs to kill and cows to milk. And a lot of times the men would get together in the community and they'd go hunting and kill rabbits, and we'd have rabbits as a new meat in the family. And then,
okay. Well, in what ways did it affect your life? Did it get harder for you? Was food easy to come by, or was it the same as it had been before the Depression came?
Well, during the Depression, everybody had to grow their own vegetables and had their own food at home. We didn't have any modern ways of getting around as the people today have.
Well, was work hard to find for your parents?
Well, my father went to work for the ABC Railroad. He was over a bunch of colored people, and they would paint the bridges and, you know, keep the tracks in repair. And other than that, we didn't have any work to do except on the farm.
Was your father home regular?
He came home on weekends, and that's about the only time he had to come home.
Well, what do you remember most about the Depression? What sticks out in your mind?
Well, we didn't have the things to eat like we do this day and time. We just had fruit and candy and stuff at Christmas time. We might have an apple and orange and a few pieces of candy and maybe a little doll of some kind that our mothers made little dresses to go on. And we didn't have the things like the children today. They have too much. And we just had to do without a lot of things that the children of today have.
With your father being gone all of the week, just home on the weekend, were you and your brothers and sisters, were y'all forced to do more chores? Not really forced, but were y'all having to do more chores than the rest of the kids in the area?
Well, not more than any other family's children had. Teach in and wash and milk cows and hoe cotton and corn, and we had millet made syrup out of. We had our corn to grow, and We just had to work on the farm mostly, and sometimes we would poke cotton and do things like that for our uncle.
Well, did the children of today, they get an allowance for everything they do, most kids do. And I'm just wondering, were y'all given any other allowances? I was growing up, my allowance was mostly getting to eat and maybe a dollar or two here to go see a movie, something like that. But I was wondering, did y'all get any money to go buy or spend on yourself?
We didn't get any money or anything. On the weekends when our daddy come home, he always brought us a big bag of chocolate drops from Cress's. And that was our treat every weekend when he came home. He usually brought us a bag of candy.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead, Miss Carol. Where was Cress's at? What was that?
That Cress's was a 5 and 10 cent store that they had in Birmingham, and usually he was down that way working a lot on the railroad. The A, B, and C railroad went from Birmingham to Manchester, Georgia, and he had to work from one end of the railroad to the other.
Did you have any special privileges on the railroad because your father worked with them?
Yes, we had a pass that they gave us whenever we wanted to go any place. We could ride the train, and we went to Birmingham and a lot of places on the train. We went whenever we got ready and wanted to go ride on the train, all we had to do was get that pass and we could go free.
Did you keep, you and your brothers and sisters, did y'all have to get special permission to go places like that? I mean, was it, when you rode on the train, was it just a one-day thing, or would it take you longer than that? Would you make a longer trip out of it, a couple of days or something like that?
No, we didn't. We went to Georgia and to see my sister. One time she had got married and lived in America's Georgia, and we rode over there and got off the train and got on another train. We got a pass on it too. It wasn't just one train that we had a pass on. We could get a pass on most any train.
The trains of the ABC?
Yeah, and some of the other Central Georgia and all that, we could get a pass on to ride it too.
Well, I'm sure y'all couldn't buy all of your needs, couldn't buy all of your eating needs, but what materials would you have bought in town from a store? I know that you raised your own food and your own meat and milk and butter, but what did y'all have to buy from town? What were the necessities?
Well, we usually, when we carried our cotton off, we carried it to the gin and had it ginned, and we took part of the money and bought barrels of flour and maybe 100 pounds of sugar, and we get our coffee and stuff like that, you know, that just the necessary things, because we killed our hogs and we had our own lard and stuff like that at home, and we canned our beans and our fruit and we had on the farm, and we didn't have to buy too much back then.
Well, how much cotton would y'all raise in a year? How many acres did y'all plant in cotton, and how much of it would y'all raise or grow in a year?
I don't remember just how much cotton we had in. We usually had a bale or two of cotton a year. We didn't have too much cotton. We load sorghum and corn and had peas. And we usually had soybeans in that we planted in the corn. And we'd go in that corn patch during the fall when we got ripe, and we'd cut them soybeans down and tie them up, and we'd feed them to the cows, and that would help us in our feed, you know, that we'd feed the cows when we got ready to milk them.
How did you transport cotton, Miss Kemp?
Well, we used wagon and horses, mules,
wagon. Did y'all have to get help from neighbors to help load the cotton onto the...
No, we usually had baskets, and when we picked the cotton, we put it in a bin in the barn. And when we thought we had enough to make a good bale, we loaded it up on the wagon, and a lot of people in the community would go at the same time to the cotton gin, and they'd usually stop about halfway to town, and they'd spend the night, and then they'd get an early start the next morning and get to the gin early so they could get the cotton gin and get started back and to get home before it was too late.
Well, why did they normally go at the same time? Would they all go at the time cotton was priced the highest, when cotton prices were up?
No, they would go along, you know, so they could all camp out that night together.
Where was the cotton gin at, Miss Kemp?
At Talladega.
In Talladega. President Roosevelt, during that period of time, was trying to solve some of the financial problems, and he passed an agricultural adjustment act, and it limited the numbers of acres that was planted for cotton farming. Do you know of any people that were affected by that here around you?
There wasn't anybody around here affected by it, because we didn't have that much cultivation during them years.
Another point I was wanting to ask you, what were your chores as a youngin' when you were growing up?
Well, we always had to get up and make up our beds, and we had to go down and milk the cows and feed the hogs before we left to go to school every morning.
You said your family grew its garden, and y'all ate out of it. Did the girls also have to work in the garden?
Yeah.
As well as the boys. Well, was there any method by which you could earn some money for your own self that you could spend?
Well, we hired out to our uncle to chop cotton and to pick cotton when it got ready to pick. That was about the only way we had right then. At Christmas time, we could go to Talladega and maybe work in a dime store or something. I did a time or two.
What was the rate of pay that you would get from picking cotton at that time?
About 75 cents. Well, we worked about 75 cents a day of picking cotton, mostly, because we weren't big enough to pick much cotton.
Well, at the Five and Dime, how much would you make there in a day's work?
Well, sometimes we'd get a dollar a day, and then again, it's just according to which store you was working at. Some paid 75 and some a dollar.